We start with a press conference from the ANC this morning, releasing policy discussion documents today. So this is the real meat and potatoes of the ANC and what they're focusing on. Remember, we are in a national election year for the ANC. The big headline coming out of that really is about how the ANC wants to crack down on corruption. Yes, you heard that correctly. The ANC wants to crack down on corruption. They've been saying there are members who join the party for self-interest, not for organizational purposes. Jeff Radebe, the ANC's head of policy, saying that the last elections showed the party that it had a real drop in support and it was a warning for the 2024 elections, and the ANC must work hard to ensure that it gets rid of corrupt elements. So he's been speaking about organizational renewal and why organizational renewal is so important for the party going forward. Have a listen.
Organizational renewal of the ANC is pivotal for the future of the ANC and our country. The 54th ANC National Conference resolved that organizational renewal, therefore, is an absolute and urgent priority and may go as far as to say to the survival of our great movement. Moving from being a liberation movement to moving into the seats of power of government has attracted all kinds of careerists, many who are there for their own selfish interest and in ANC name only. Being in government has come with many negative elements, ranging from gatekeeping influence of money politics and in elections, swelling of ranks by careerists and opportunists, putting the interest of individuals ahead of the organization and our society.
The ANC's head of policy, Jeff Radebe, speaking at that release this morning. Tsidi Madia, EWN senior politics journalist, joining us in studio, taking a look at that. So we now have these policy documents being released. What happens next?
So these documents will be dealt with by the branches and the different structures of the ANC. The public is now also being invited to look at them. Us members of the media will read through them. There'll be briefings, I think, week on week from the different subcommittees of the ANC that deal with different issues, that give updates. And of course, in July at the policy conference, members will deliberate and make proposals and suggestions, which at the national conference in December will be adopted. And that's where you'll see the resolutions. That's kind of how Step Aside, for instance, came to life in 2017 through the policy proposals around renewing the ANC.
And the scrapping of the scorpions, for example, in Polokwane
in 2007. Yes, in Polokwane in 2007, yes.
Exactly,
absolutely.
Who could forget that? So we have seen some of these policy documents being leaked to the media already. So there's been a lot of reporting around the issue of land that is included in the policy document here. So are there key takeouts yet, or do we not know yet?
I think the interesting thing around land and about whether or not people should... The suggestion that white farmers should donate some land to people is not necessarily new. And I think Jeff Radebe actually also spoke about that today, saying that's not necessarily a new idea. In fact, if you go as far back as the 90s and look at some of their documents, those conversations and those suggestions have always kind of sort of been there. So, and I think it made me think about the last policy conference in 2017 and Fikile Mbalula saying, you know, it's the same old things, but we took it out of the cupboard and dusted it up and put some perfume. And that's exactly what I felt about this as well, that even though they recognize that we're in a COVID period, that the economy is in a dire situation, Jeff Radebe goes back to what they decided in Mangaung, saying that we did say in Mangaung that we need to overcome this issue of the economy, but they're not necessarily making the moves in the right way or fast enough or following through. The lack of political will isn't getting them there. So they go back and they sit on the same issues and try and deliberate again on the same issues over and over again without a lot of creativity in terms of the solutions.
Corruption, a big thing. So they're saying that they want to crack down on corruption. There are members who join the party for self-interest, not for organizational purposes. How much is this theme of corruption going to dominate the ANC's conference this year?
I think it will absolutely dominate. When I think back to 2017, where it was a big issue, but it was an issue that people couldn't speak about upfront the way that they have over the years under Ramaphosa, is that it will find more expression. They've got the Zondo report now that they can't ignore and pretend they have seen, where the State Capture Commission of Inquiry says actually this party is knee deep actually in corruption. So they'll be forced to try and deal with that. And they've got 2024 looming, Mandy. At every turn, the ANC is forced to be aware. aware of the fact that South Africans are looking to what they do about corruption. So they've paid it a lot of lip service. Jeff Khadebe today speaking about some of the efforts that they've taken towards fighting corruption. They need to ramp up that fight. I think South Africans, if they're to ever try and believe in the ANC going forward, it needs to do a whole lot more than just talking and deliberating over how corrupt they are or how people have made careers out of being members of the ANC.
Yeah, more like neck deep in corruption rather than knee deep. Sidi Madia, a senior politics journalist at EWN, having a look at the ANC's policy documents being released today.